We are going to be talking about empathy. We're going to be looking at three texts, two from the Sfat Emet, who's going to sandwich his contemporary, the Ben Ish Chai. The Sfat Emet is like super, super, super Ashkenazi. I usually call him the Sfat Emet, but sometimes code switching, say Sfat Emet. And the Ben Ish, so the Ben Ish Chai is in Baghdad at the same time that the Sfat Emet is in Poland. And so they're not in conversation, but they are living in the same time. And so I decided to put them into conversation. I think it's going to make for like a more rich conversation for us. And so I was teaching a class in the Sfat Emet on our virtual Baby Drash platform. Join us, tell your congregants about us. And the Ben Ish Chai text is a text that was the first text I taught in person after like COVID restrictions were like back to normal. So like for me, this is a very like COVID saturated set of texts. And I realized, you know, in hindsight, like part of the reason why I was drawn to these texts at that time is that empathy is actually the thing that I realized I was struggling with the most during COVID. It wasn't isolation and it wasn't worry. It was my feeling that everybody else felt isolated and worried and I didn't. You know, I wasn't a grocery store shopper. I was a groceries orderer, you know, and I was able to, my job was not in jeopardy. I had a baby. It was like a great time for me. Our stock portfolio, small though it was, did go up. And it felt like the dissonance, right, between my knowledge that this was like a terrible time for everyone and my experience of like, this is kind of an okay time for me, was what carried me through like those 2 years. And it was difficult in a way that like something that's not difficult can be difficult. But it really did raise this question for me of like, what does it mean to say that I'm going through the same experience as these other people? I'm not, right? And something that I'm reading about in a news article or even something that I'm reading a friend post on Facebook, like it's not real, right? My experience is real. And what they're going through is news or content, right? In the case of something that I see on social media. And so that really, I think, woke me up to this question of like, how do I bridge that gap, right? How do I really understand what other people are going through? How do I cultivate empathy at a time when so many people are suffering and I'm not? So we're going to see if we can like a little bit probe that problem. We're in Dvarim Chaf Bet. We're encountering a bird's nest. And this bird's nest is a lovely family. There's the mama bird. She's hanging out with her chicks and she's hanging out with her eggs. It's a very pastoral scene. And we are going to come in and maybe alter the situation here because we really need some eggs. Okay? So should a bird's nest find you by happenstance on the way, in any tree or on the ground, chicks or eggs, and the mother is hovering over the chicks or over the eggs, do not take the mother with the children. You could have stopped there, and you might have thought that this verse meant, do not take the mother and the children, right? You see a nice family of birds chirping, wave, and keep on going. Okay, but instead, we have the next pasuk, which provides us, you know, a more complex relationship with this bird family. Shaleach to shalach ata aim, send away the mother, v'yata banim tikach lach, and you can have the children, right? And I think the pasuk is really kind of twisting the knife here, because it could have said, you could have the eggs, and you could have the chicks, but it says, you can have the children, okay, right? So it's not hiding for you the cruelty of what you're doing. You might be ameliorating it by shooing away the mother bird, but that's a mother bird, right? That's not a chick production farm. Okay, that's an entity that has feelings. So send it away, and you can take the children for yourself. Leman yitav lach, because it's going to be good for you. Ve'harachta yamim, and you're going to live a long time. As you are eating these chickies, all the banim are going into your mouth. You're living a long life, and it's going to be good for you. Okay, so you can tell from the way that I'm reading this verse, other people might read this verse with a little bit less of a sarcastic tone, right? There are two ways to read this. One way of reading this is like, look at the Torahs, and I mean this genuinely, although it's a little hard for me to dial back the tone now that I started in it, right? Look at how sensitive, right, God slash the Torah is being towards this mother. I simply cannot let this mother witness what is going to happen to her chicks and eggs. And I'm maybe not in a situation where it occurs to me or where I can leave everybody in that family alone. But I'm going to do this in the most sensitive way possible. And that's the generous reading of this pasuk. That's the generous reading of this law. What a great manifestation of God's mercy. And we're going to follow in those footsteps. What's this more sinister read of this law? Yeah.
The mother's going to, if the mother's there, she'll attack you. You might hurt her. She won't be able to make more chicks. Your supply is going to get messed up. It's better for you and your future baby eating to get rid of the mother now.
Great. Right. So the most sinister thing is that it doesn't even have anything to do with the mother at all. Right? This is actually what you got to do. If you want to successfully take these eggs, here's what you got to do. Get rid of this impediment. Let's call her the mother. Shoo her away. And now you're an egg town. Right? That is the most sinister.
So I'm just imagining what the mother would be like to come back to the scene of an empty nest. And now not only have you taken her children, but you've also taken away the ability for her to defend them by shooing her away. And so that, I think, sits somewhere in the middle of those two.
Good. The ability to defend them, to feel like at least she did her best.
Her agency.
Right? Yeah. And also, I mean, this is getting very anthropomorphic, but like to say goodbye. There are some bird species that actually do conduct funerals. And there's a midrash that says that Cain learned to bury Hevel from seeing that the birds conduct funerals. Because it's like there had never been a human funeral. Where did Cain get the idea that he was supposed to bury his brother? Well, he saw that these birds like have that memory and are like showing respect to their departed, right? So I think, you know, Greg's articulation is very nice. Like maybe from our perspective, it seems like more merciful to like spare the mother this pain. But if you ask the mother, maybe she wants to be there for her chicks. Maybe she wants to at least feel like she can give it her own. Maybe this isn't the most merciful way that one might treat this family. Okay, good.
No, I mean, tackling this need for motherhood. Like, if you have like that, not just to defend yourself, but also to put her in the constant situation of creating so she keeps fueling your meat.
Right, that's certainly how we treat milk cows, right? We're constantly keeping them in a situation where they are thinking, or their body is thinking, that they're producing milk for their young. But we don't give the milk to their young. We give the milk to our young. So we're going to start with Dvarim Rabba, which is going to be bringing a few examples of the mercy that God is going to show to animals. Okay? V'lama tinok nimol lishmona yamim. Why do we circumcise human babies at 8 days? Shenatana Kadosh Baruch Hu rachamim alav. This is compassion on the baby, right? To wait ad sheyehei bo kocho, until he has enough strength. And just as God's mercy is on people, rachamav alav behema, so too God's mercy is on animals. And how do we know this? Because there's another Yom Hashmini, right? There's another 8th day, and that is that you have to wait until an animal is 8 days old before you can shecht it. So merciful. Okay. And not only that, but the Holy Blessed One said, do not slaughter it and its child in 1 day. Right? Otov et bono lo tishchatu b'yom echad. So we have these two examples of God being merciful to the animals, waiting until the animal is 8 days old, letting it at least have some life, okay, before you're going to take it. And also having some sensitivity to the family relationship and not shechting the animal and its child on the same day. U'cheshem shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim al ha-beima, kach nipalei rachamim al ha-ofot. It's not just animals, it's also birds. Okay, and here you could almost hear there's like an implicit hierarchy, right? Humans, mammals, birds. Shenamar ki yikarek kan tzipor lefanecha. Right, now I have this, the example of sending away the mother bird. So in the Midrash and Dvarim Rabbah, it's all part and parcel of, we have a whole set of laws that show compassion to animals. It's very straightforward. There's no sinister read here. But in Brachot, there's a little bit more of an understanding that this law is more complex. And some of you might be more familiar with this text, right? Somebody is going to get up and they're going to represent the congregation. Right, back in the day, the Shliach Tzibor was a little bit more of an extemporaneous poet, less of a, I'm going to read exactly the words as they're printed in the Siddur. Those of you who are very interested in that question, you chose the wrong class because Ravelli is upstairs. Right, so anyone who is as they're praying, kind of ad-libbing, Al Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha, your mercy, that is God's mercy, should arrive even to the bird's nest, or Al Tov Yizacher Shemecha, or Modim Modim, Mishak Pinoto, we're going to silence that prayer leader. He's, you know, if you ever see Showtime at the Apollo, right, the big hook is going to come for this prayer leader because they dared to say, God, your mercy should be on us the way that your mercy is on this bird. Right? That's essentially what's being implied here by the poetry. And then the Gemara asks, why? What is the reason for censoring? Al Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha seems like a very nice thing to say about God. There's two opinions. It's a machloket between Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and Rabbi Yossi Bar Zavida. Okay, the reason why it's prefaced by two Palestinian Amoraim had an argument about this is because, like, who's going to remember which one said which? They're both named Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so we're like, there's an argument. And Rabbi Yossi's are arguing. One said, because it casts jealousy into creation. And another said, because it constructs the Holy Blessed One's attributes as mercy, when they're actually, because they wrote, they're actually edicts, right? Why are you saying that this is a merciful act or that God is behaving out of mercy? God isn't behaving out of mercy. God has rules and God is sharing his rules with you, right? And the first opinion, right, where it's about casting jealousy into creation, I think is an angle that we might not think about, which is like, it's really nice that God is so merciful to the birds and God is so merciful to the, you know, goat. But like, I haven't seen a pasuk about God being merciful to the mice or God being merciful to the snakes, right? So it's like, if you're looking at it from the perspective of the animal kingdom, I don't know if everybody's going to think God is so merciful because God has a special dispensation for birds, right? So we have two, you know, viewpoints that are said, I'm not really sure that this is the most merciful choice that God could have made. Okay, now we're gonna have two passages of Sfat Emet. They're going to serve as a sandwich around the core, which is this amazing story of the Ben Ish Chai that we're going to read together. Yes.
And also that there are lots of examples within the Tanakh of animal sacrifice, of, you know, God decreeing death on animals all over the place. Right? So I can just take a look anywhere and you'll find that there's no mercy.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. Right? If somebody were like, what's a good book about showing compassion to animals?